Week 3, Day 3 from Andrea Polnasek's Advent Devotional, My Wish for Christmas, the Luke Project. I got the scripture, and Andrea takes it from there. So here we go. Today, Luke 1, 57 and 58. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. Andrea?
Mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone who it is within one's power to punish or harm. When Elizabeth gives birth to John, her neighbors quickly hear about it. First of all, God's given her a son. In ancient tradition, there was nothing better. A son meant the family name continued. A son brought honor to the home. And second, God has given her a child after years of childlessness. God's mercy is wrapped in the compassion of the gift of this little boy. Elizabeth's neighbors and relatives realize the gravity of this baby's birth. They live in the real world, and they understand the social-political significance of this act. The neighbors call it mercy. They're joyful for God's mercy. Our hearts need to be in a humbled, servant-like place to recognize God's mercy. The neighbors are not jealous. They're not self-seeking. Instead, they are joyful. Joy is a deep satisfaction that often manifests itself with happy emotions. It's a sense of fulfillment that brings contentment and pleasure. Elizabeth's friends are filled with joy at her fortune. The emotions surrounding joy are mercy, grace, and a deep sense of compassion for humanity. The questions to think about today: when is the last time you felt joy for someone else's good fortune? When's the last time you felt joy for the mercy God has granted you? And how could mercy and joy transform Christmas for you this year?
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Andrew. One more time. When's the last time you felt joy for someone else's good fortune? Boy, that's a sign of God moving in your life, right? You don't have to just feel joyful about something for you and yours, but really happy for somebody else. When's the last time you felt joy for the mercy God's granted you? And how could mercy and joy transform Christmas for you this year? WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and we got the Three Amigos, but joined in studio by Johnny Peterson. He's our host.
Hello.
Saturday nights.
Welcome.
On the Saturday Night Alternative here.
Did you just welcome
us?
Yeah.
Johnny welcomed us to our show,
well,
which is really fun.
It was your show. No, they let me out of my SNA box where I've just been eating Hot Pockets since last Saturday, so... This will be fun in the morning for you guys.
It's super fun. I haven't had my coffee yet, so there's that. But I would take a Hot Pocket. I'm good with Hot Pockets.
So it's December 12th today, but we're pointing ahead, having you on here, John, talking about December 16th at Peace Church.
Yes.
But give us a little background on what's behind all this.
Yeah, so it actually goes back like 2 years ago, talking with Corey Horn, the bass player of Remedy Drive, and I said, you know, I'm recording some Christmas tunes. It'd be fun to play them as a show. And he was like, yeah, we would be down to do a Christmas show with you. That was a couple years ago, and really the only reason that I wanted to do it was to play a rock show again, just to like feed my ego, I guess, of like, I miss playing music,
honest.
So like, let's play music, but like, let's just do it to play the Christmas songs he wrote. It didn't materialize, didn't happen. This past summer, got connected with Zach Caterer. He's an FCA student leader at Memorial High School. He worked as a volunteer at our junior sports camp in Altoona, which was awesome, and he and I got to connect, and it was just like a God friendship thing right away. Like, you meet those people and you're like, oh, like, we're best friends. And It was a little rare with different stages of life that we're both in or whatever. And over the summer, we got to connect and met him, or not met him, but he was at a Young Life camp and had the severe spinal injury. And it was just a thing of, man, over the last 4 months, just got really close with him, visited him in the hospital. And then they were doing all this other benefit stuff. And it was like, man, how can I bless the family? What do I have that I can do to like just be a blessing for him? And then the Christmas concert idea popped up, emailed David from Remedy Drive. And he's like, yeah, we'd still love to do it. And everything just has clicked and fallen into place. So kind of my theme going into the show is, man, I want to do something I love with people I love for people I love.
That's great. Say that again.
That's a good motto.
That's
if
a
you're
good motto.
Struggling with life.
Yeah.
Do something you love with people you love for people you love.
That's good.
That's fantastic.
So I love making music. I'm excited to do it. Guys in my band and Remedy Drive, like Remedy Drive and I go way back. They're just great. I love those dudes. But doing it for the Caterer family, I love the family. So it definitely feels more like it's not just about me. Hopefully it's not about me at all. I just get to play music. So
they've been to the Wib listening area a number of times in a number of different places, right? Remedy Drive.
Yeah, they played. Let me think. They were in Rice Lake last October. Played a little show in Rice Lake. They're over in the Green Bay area, Cup of Joy Coffee House, pretty regularly. They were down in.
I think I've seen them in Cameron before.
Yeah, right? And they just played over in Wausau like in October. Mm-hmm. I was speaking at a fall retreat for a high school youth group, so I was like, oh, sorry, I won't see you. But yeah, they get around kind of this area of Wisconsin. I think they've got a really loyal fan base, so hopefully people come to the concert.
Yeah, now we want people to come to the concert, which is at Peace Church in Eau Claire this Sunday at 5 p.m. So you've got a Remedy Drive show. You've got your band, Lindale, playing some Christmas songs. I believe there's Christmas cookies going on, and all the ticket benefits are going to the caterer family to offset the medical expenses, right?
Yep. We sort of the idea was Christmas, I think, is all about people coming together, having the joy and just the community aspect. So it was most of the ticket sales that happen, for lack of a better word, are probably going to be at the door. So if we're going to have, I don't know, 100, 200, whatever, 100 of people showing up, how do you create that sense of community? Mm-hmm. So the idea was, let's just do a cookie and cocoa bar.
Fun.
So that you can show up when the doors open, show up early if you want, because it's going to be a little congested. But no, you can grab some cookies and cocoa and mingle and, I don't know, kind of just have that Christmas joy happening. So that's the goal. I'm baking so many
okay.
cookies.
What I've kind got of cookies are you baking?
So I'm cheating. I've got some really great volunteers that are actually making Christmas cookies, but I'm really good at the going to the store nice. And like scooping up all the cut to bake cookies.
Perfect.
And I'm like, they're all mine.
They're
so
home-baked.
If you've been looking for like the sugar cookies with the Christmas tree in the middle, and you're like, why do grocery stores never have these cookies? It's because I literally buy them all. They're all in my freezer. So I've got the monopoly on Christmas cookies.
Perfect.
I was encouraged to hear Caleb say that, Zach, how is his recovery coming? He said it's coming along real well.
Oh, my goodness. Like, it's incredible. His spirit is just, he is a fighter, and he's kind of like, don't tell me what I can't do. You tell me what I can't do, I'm going to just do it to spite you, more or less. But he's just a fighter. When the injury happened, it was like a diving injury, they think. They're not really entirely sure yet, and Zach doesn't remember. But it was, you're never going to have movement from the site of the accident again. Like, you're a full quadriplegic, paraplegic. Mm-hmm. And then as things progressed, 4.5 months later, he's in therapy, still making progress. But he's, like, walking again, and it's completely incredible.
Wow.
And just his spirit of in the hospital. You'd go and visit him, and before you leave, Zach would be like, hey, let's pray. And just his heart. I would go over, and people are like, wow, it's so nice that you go to encourage Zach. I'm like, yeah, no, it's like, flip it the other way. Like, I go because I get encouraged hanging out with this guy.
So he's going to be there?
He will be. I'm trying to talk to like talk him into playing Christmas Bells on the last song just
nice.
To like be a part of it. So we'll see if that happens. But I'll have some other special guests.
Terrific.
Maybe in costume. It's going to be memorable. It might not be good, but
you're Katy Perry's halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're going to remember this.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got this linked up if folks want more information. Twas the Night Christmas Benefit for Zach Caterer. It's under events on the Wib Facebook page. We know y'all do Facebook, so just look under events, and we've got it linked up there, Johnny, so they can get in touch with you that way.
Yeah, and I brought some tickets with me just to do some giveaways today and tomorrow and Friday or Saturday, I don't know. Because I don't necessarily, here's what I'd say, I don't necessarily care about ticket sales, right? Because I'm literally not making any money off this. But I would say if you win free tickets, just pray if this is a thing, come to it for free. By all means, eat cookies, listen to music. But pray of like, man, is this something that I'd want to support financially? Since it is a benefit for Zach, like, I don't care about the ticket sales. Just get there, and if your heart is right,
yeah,
make a donation while you're there.
Terrific. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, again, Zach's Road to Recovery GoFundMe account has a goal of $100,000. And as of recently, they're saying it's over, you know, close to $13,000. So this
Wonderful.
Is going to propel it, keep propelling it. So thank you, John. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
We'll Thanks for having
you,
me in.
And we'll catch you Saturday night, 9 to midnight here on WWIB. And then Sunday.
Should we let John be the first vote? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead with what you were saying.
Well,
I was just going to
catch
him before
you
we take
Sunday at 5 at Peace Church. But yeah, go ahead, Caleb.
All right. So we'll get one of these songs in before weather here in our next Wib Wake Up Show Wow Hits Bracket. So this is going to be God of All My Days, Casting Crowns Against More Than Anything by Natalie Grant. John, you get the inaugural vote. Who do you vote for? God of All My Days, Casting Crowns, or Natalie Grant more than anything? This is just one small matchup of our field of 32. So
I'm going to go with Casting Crowns.
Casting Crowns.
Only because I know people that are on that tour.
Okay.
So I don't have a, that, like, I just want to support my friends.
There you go. So that's the first vote cast.
WWIB, and good to have you aboard today. It's a few different things today. It is Gingerbread House Day, Poinsettia Day, and Cocoa Day.
Yes, and we just enjoyed some cocoa at my house the other day. We were trying to figure out how to do, like, keto cocoa or whatever, and I just end up, it's just like, nah, just give me the real thing. But I enjoyed cocoa, and I have for a long time, and I don't know, did you guys ever do the thing where you, like, stir your cocoa with a candy cane around Christmas time, and the candy cane, of course, gets, like, super sharp and punctures your tongue?
Oh, yeah, but that's part of the fun.
But that's one of the things, or you know, some people might use, like, a little cinnamon stick or something like that.
Well, you can always, like, crush the little candy canes and put the sprinkles on top.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. A, marshmallows or no marshmallows?
Marshmallows.
I don't need them.
Really?
I don't need them,
okay. Now, B, because, Caleb, you said marshmallows. Marshmallows or marshmallow fluff?
Marshmallows. Mini.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm a marshmallow fluff girl. I love marshmallow fluff. I'll eat that stuff by the spoonful.
I'm a purist. It is delicious. Yeah. I like my hot chocolate. You don't have to.
Oh, I love marshmallow
fluff. He's a purist.
Like, now, Mark, you have hot chocolate on a regular basis, right?
Every day. I love my hot chocolate. Swiss Miss, I'll even say that. Sure. I really love it. They do great stuff there in Menominee. And with some coffee. That's my favorite.
You mix them together?
Yes, like a mocha.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, great. Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Smart. Okay, so yeah, I don't do the coffee side of things, but I do enjoy cocoa from time to time. But I've morphed into no big marshmallows because I've realized I slop it. You know, when you're trying to like eat them, you slop the hot chocolate all over yourself. At least I do because I'm messy.
I recently got us some little snowman-shaped mini marshmallows that are vanilla-flavored. I can't wait to break those out on a little cocoa day.
I thought you were going to say break them up, like chop up the snowman and put them in there.
No, but I do love marshmallow fluff. I haven't had marshmallow fluff in so long.
I love marshmallow fluff. I've just honestly never thought of putting it in cocoa because usually I just eat it by the spoonful when I'm making fudge.
No, so put it in cocoa sometime. It infuses that marshmallow flavor in every sip.
I was not going to go there. I was going to go to Small Town Poets, but because of all of the marshmallow talk, how can I not play this tune from Francesca Battistelli? Cliff and Spooner said, never was really a big fan of this song until Franny did it. Marshmallow World, WWIB, be careful out there amidst the snow. Things can change so fast. I experienced this last night. I pull into the driveway after work. It's about 5:20 in the evening. We've got this door on the side of our house, right? We bought a duplex, turned it into a single family. And so the door's somewhat ajar. We try not to use that door. I thought, well, I'm going to go. And I know from last time you have to really push hard on it. So it's kind of dark at that point. And so then all of a sudden I push against the door and the glass shatters in the top part.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so things can change just like that.
Oh, no. No, yeah. Mark.
So, yeah, that was like broken glass in your driveway, right? So anyhow, flat tires so far. But
great to get that on the way home from work. You're tired and it's just like, oh, great, something broke.
The good news is we were off to tacos and prayer after that, which seemed somewhat appropriate.
Tacos and prayer. I like that combination.
That's the best Taco Tuesday ever.
Absolutely. Right. All right, so apparently, Caleb and Hillary, sales of canned tuna have tanked and they're blaming millennials.
Why do millennials get blamed for everything? I mean,
we're an easy scapegoat.
It's kind of getting a little ridiculous.
The problem is, it seems that a lot of millennials don't even know how to use a can opener. In fact, according to a statement from StarKist itself, right? You think of tuna, you think of StarKist, one of the names. Many millennials, this guy told the Wall Street Journal, they don't even own can openers.
Hmm.
So on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, the theory was put to the test with his street team challenging millennials to open a can. And with one exception, the can stayed sealed. In fact,
seriously,
one person even broke the can opener while trying.
Oh, they weren't using the Pampered Chef one.
Hey, that one's confusing sometimes when you first get it.
I have to say, I bought it for my wife, and by her testimony, it is a wonderful can opener, but I have not actually used it myself.
Oh, so, we should get Caleb on
I suppose
on video
to make sure, yeah,
of
to make
him
sure
trying
I know how to
use this can opener.
Tomorrow's program.
Well, so here's the thing. I always knew how to use our old can opener. I actually had to open more cans because the can opener stunk, and so it would open most of the way around and then leave a gap, and so you would, you know, risk the shards of metal like getting into your hand if you tried to peel it off. So the new can opener is much, much better. But yes, I know how to use a can opener. So maybe not my wife's new one.
Let's back up, because at the heart of this is, like, if you enjoy tuna enough and it's a really good deal and it's good by itself.
It's
and
protein.
It's good with macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Caleb, how do you feel about tuna?
I despise it.
Really?
No, that's too strong of a word. But I do not like tuna. Sam, I am. I do not like it in oil or in a can water.
When's
or
the
any
last
of those.
Time you had tuna?
When I was very young.
Hmm.
And I decided at that moment that I would not eat it again. So maybe taste buds have changed, matured. The palate has matured since then, but I have no desire.
I love tuna noodle casserole. Tuna noodle casserole. So my husband does not enjoy it, so I never make it. I don't think my children have ever had tuna noodle casserole. What kind of mother am I?
I will recant what I just said, because I have accidentally tried tuna at potlucks. No offense to whoever made it, but I've had potlucks where it's like that wonderful
mystery dish.
Yeah, so it's like a casserole or hot dish, whatever you want to call it, with noodles and cheese and peas and stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize the meat was tuna until I had a scoop and was eating it, and I couldn't finish it.
You and I did some ball games on the air on WDOGO in the past, and it seems to me if we stop for a bite afterwards, I very well may have gotten a tuna sub afterwards.
Do you recall that? I don't know if...
If I would have, would you have thought to yourself, what is he thinking?
No, but I mean, you used to get like the mushroom and Swiss. I'm not like a mushroom guy either.
Okay.
But I can appreciate people who are mushroom guys, such as yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, this millennial doesn't judge, because apparently that's another thing.
That's another thing. Yeah.
But no, not a tuna guy.
All right.
Can opener guy, though.
Very good. Very good.
Well, at least you have that life skill.
I'll bring the tuna tomorrow. You bring your can opener and you can prove it.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.